Hey, have you been listening?
95.3 Gorilla's been handing out tons of money this spring, and we're just getting started.
You just won $5,000! You just did it! $5,000!
Oh my God! I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited!
Yolanda, you just got $500 from Gorilla!
Yeah!
Don't freak out. Don't make me say the line from Pulp Fiction. Don't make me tell you to be cool, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hang on just a sec. Let me get you paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's awesome! Congratulations! You got that cash!
Yes, thank you!
$100
on you! Thank you!
Money. Are you kidding me?
Real people win a real big cash.
What? Yes!
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Get ready, Gorilla's Banana Bank returns Monday morning, May 18th, only on 95.3.
Hey, you guys, what's up? I'm Jessie Page.
And I'm Sherry Moe.
And this is
Gorilla Girls Night.
Woo, guys, Friday. I know, it is Friday, and I can't believe the other day, Sherry, I saw and looked down at the date, and it's May, so we're almost halfway through 2026.
Literally. I don't know where April was rushing to get to, but baby, she got here and got gone.
She got to the meeting on time beforehand. Oh my gosh, so your goals, like at the beginning of the year, have you met them? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. Still reading, still trying to eat a little better, all that good stuff.
I've been reading so
much. I just feel like I'm turning into a little old lady in 2026. You feel me?
Yes, no, 1,000%. I'm so funny that you said that because the other day, something made me feel so old. I had to explain what a CD was.
No.
To someone.
Oh my gosh. I still vividly remember the day that I went into Walmart with my parents when I was little and tried to find VCR tapes and there were no more. They were like, just DVDs now. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
That is. Well, when Blu-ray came out, I think it was the same.
Baby.
I don't even know what Blu-ray was. I still don't to this day.
Something fancy.
And that's fine. My mom was actually looking for a VCR player the other day.
Aww.
We have home tapes and she goes, I really want to buy a VCR. We look on like eBay and it's like $200.
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
gosh.
That is actually crazy right now. Like,
I'm
actually.
Telling you, I just feel like a little, I get, maybe it's because I'm turning 30 next month. I don't know. But
so.
I'm telling you, I piddle in my garden. I sit in the sun.
Me
I read
too.
The books.
Yes.
I'm working on an anti-inflammatory whole foods diet. Like, who
go.
Is she?
I don't. Hey, I love bingo and happy hour.
Hey.
Or the early bird special for the
appetizers. Yes, absolutely. We love. And I'm at the point now, too, where I'll be like, I don't know. You think we should just split something to eat?
Yeah.
Like, what on earth is going on?
I love. Y'all got any discounts? All right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the most redneck thing we've ever done.
Oh, period. Let's do it.
Hey, you guys, what's up? It is Gorilla Girls Night.
It
I'm
is.
Jessie Page. Sherry, you're here.
I'm here, baby.
We're here and
locked
we're feeling
in.
Good. If you guys don't know us, we grew up on the coast
yep.
our entire lives. You're from Stone County,
mm-hmm.
and I was born and raised in Gulfport, Mississippi. I say it like that, but now I live in Slidell. Anyways, we grew up down south, so we know what south is. So I was thinking maybe we can talk about the most redneck thing we've ever done. Sherry, got anything?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I was raised in, like, tomato fields and stuff. My parents owned a produce stand.
What,
my last name was Jones. What do you want from me
okay,
here?
Okay, so everybody's your cousin.
Yep, yeah, and I've got a good old scar on my side from some chicken wire when
See?
I was younger. Just all kinds of stuff.
See, like, I was born, like, in the, well, I was born, raised, like, where you didn't wear shoes throughout the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You walked to the neighborhood, you walked to your neighbor's house, your parents knew everybody,
mm-hmm.
came in when the street lights came on, and you sat on top of the generator, or
oh,
the
yeah.
fire hydrant in the,
oh, yeah.
in the thing.
No, me, I used to live on, like, a really big hill, and there was a pretty relatively busy street at the bottom of the hill,
mm-hmm.
and I remember me and my friends, we would toss pine cones at cars and stuff.
That's oh,
a little bit of redneckery, but...
Okay.
You know, the good old-fashioned making a slip and slide out of a tarp with your
oh
mama's laundry detergent when you're out of soap.
So, you've done this.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it. But we did, maybe it was a tarp, but like black trash bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I definitely dislocated my ankle.
Oh, my gosh. I had scratches up and down my legs because me and my friend made one time. And it was on tarps, I think. But we had no liquid soap, so we were using powder laundry detergent. We were like,
Stop.
Oh, it'll melt and get... No.
It didn't
scratched,
melt.
Scratched, boy. Just ripped to shreds. It was fun, though.
Honestly, that sounds like something we would do when we were younger.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
We actually asked you guys, what is the most redneck thing you've ever done? And we're going to read some of these because they're good.
Coming up next. What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night, and we are embracing our roots today. We are talking about the most redneck thing we've ever done, and you guys have some really funny ones. 100%. This one, I just feel like, has to be explained with a Southern accent. It says, used my ex-husband's new girlfriend's Kohl's cash to buy me some Crocs.
Okay.
Period. If you are not crocking, you're not rocking.
If she wasn't using it, then what's the problem?
Come on, Kohl's cash.
I love this next one. It says, I got my... Okay, listen. Let me preface this by saying, this is not safe.
This is not something we approve of in any way, shape, or form.
1,000%. He said he got his third DUI on a lawnmower. Now, I'm weighing away from the third DUI thing. You should know better. Don't put anybody's life in danger. But
the lawnmower.
Why were you on a lawnmower?
He's like, look, I couldn't breathe into the thing to get my car going. So that sounds like a Florida man kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I'm not hating on the counties, but that sounds like a Hancock County thing to do. Look, Lord. Don't be judging me. Don't be judging me.
Let me ask the young folks a question real quick. So the squatted truck situation.
Okay.
Is that a redneck thing? Is that like a country thing, or is that like a money symbol? Because I know it's got to be expensive to do your truck like that.
Well,
I think it looks silly in general, but
making it ticketing people for that, I guess.
Yeah, I saw somebody the other day, a little young guy getting a ticket with his. But is that like a redneckery symbol?
I think so. Like maybe I wouldn't want to say it's a part of some club or something. I don't know.
We need somebody to tap in.
I'm not hating. I feel like I'm a hater right now. I'm an old person. But like, why are y'all putting y'all's Snapchat all across the back of y'all's window? Like, why? Why not Instagram?
Oh my gosh.
Snapchat, your stuff goes away. Like, what is happening?
That's true. They're trying to be on the DM. We'll be back.
95.3 Gorilla, bringing you a huge concert announcement.
And here he is with his hit song, Slow Hands.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow hands.
Hi, I'm Niall Horan.
Niall
Horan presents Dinner Party, live on tour. Global superstar Niall Horan performing at Smoothie King Center April 29th, 2027.
Win tickets to see Niall Horan right here on 95.3.
It's the Gorilla, and as always, we have your concert ticket hookup. Niall Horan at the Smoothie King Center next April. Win tickets all week long on the morning show on 95.3 Gorilla.
All right, you guys, we are back with Gorilla Girls Night. Hold up.
Hold the phone.
Sherry, yes, hold the phone. The phone rang and we're answering it. All right.
It is.
Someone messaged us a dating horror story. Sherry.
Baby, okay, we're just going to jump right in here. So this says, Sherry and Jess, I was talking to this guy on Hinge and we were really getting along. Mm-hmm. We talked for about 2 weeks before we even decided to meet up. Then we arranged to meet up at the beach and do a little boardwalk, beach walk and talk. Romantic, love it. Well, the day of us planning to meet up, he said, haha, yeah, it would be crazy if I pushed you into the water and you didn't come back up.
Oh.
What? She said, I immediately told him that we would not be meeting up and I hope he gets some help. Was he justified? Was I justified? I'm starting to feel bad about this situation.
Okay.
You're 100% justified.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
I don't even know what to say.
I don't. Because it would be like, well, wouldn't it be funny if you got hit by a truck? No, it's not. Like, there's nothing funny about any of that.
Well, the thing was, it'd be like, that would be so funny if you fell in, but not, I'm going to push you in and you didn't come back up.
Yeah, and you don't come back. He does need help, girlfriend. So you shouldn't feel bad.
No, I think that you did probably the best thing in this situation due to the fact that your safety, if you've never met this guy and that's the first thing he's going to say, imagine if he didn't say that and you actually went with him and something would have happened to you.
That's very true. You have to use your discernment when it comes to things like this.
Yeah.
Especially strangers are strange.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that. That truly, honestly, could just be his type of humor. He could have thought it was the funniest thing he's ever said. But now he's learned that maybe we hone that in a little bit. Or,
I'm glad we're saying this.
Yeah.
I don't want to call him out or anything, but do you want us to? Warning.
Yeah.
He needs to get it together, girl.
Hey, if this was you and you made that joke and it really was just a joke, go ahead, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. And
we might could do a supervised first date or something nowhere near the water.
We could sit in the back of the Olive Garden with a fake mustache.
As long as he doesn't leave.
Yes.
That's another story for another time.
Yeah. Okay, hey guys, it's Gorilla Girls Night. Sherry just told me in the middle of that song that she's got to tell me something.
I do. Okay, we were talking a few minutes ago about some of the most redneck things that we've seen. My husband texted me a few minutes ago. He said, hey, where's Willow, our dog's leash? I said, I don't know. I said, look under the TV, blah, blah, blah. He just sent me a picture. He has hooked her collar to his fishing pole. my... He's walking my baby with a fishing line.
Y'all, okay, you guys can't see this picture clearly, but it's literally her husband's hand with on a fishing pole, and it's attached to the dog.
It is. You know what? Hey, you know, but my girl's getting her steps in, so I love that.
What is the most redneck thing
oh,
your husband's
Oh, my gosh,
ever
my
done?
Poor girl. Okay, oh but now, back to dating horror stories.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry,
oh, my gosh.
That was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
You were like, I gotta show you this.
I gotta show... Baby, you know, some of us just never escape the redneckery, and I don't want to, mind you.
All right, we're switching gears. Dating horror stories.
Okay.
Okay, so I have some friends. I have some really close-knit friends, and some of them, most of them are single. My friend, a different one than before, if you know about the mask situation. And
oh, yeah, I remember
bag,
that.
You remember that from mm-hmm. a few weeks ago? This is a different person. I'm just going to call her Jennifer, because if I say her name, she's going to come up here.
Okay, Jennifer.
So Jennifer, she went on a first date, and in the middle of the date, she goes... Something along the lines of she says, oh my God, I don't understand how you're single. You're so funny. You're so great. Don't tell me you're married or a serial killer or anything. Like she's joking around. And he straight up said, I am. Now pause. She had to clarify and say, what do you mean? Like, are you going to kill
which,
me? Or
which one?
You, yeah. Are you married? And he said that he was straight up married. And she texted me this in the middle of the day. And then we had, of course, a debrief afterwards. And she was like, I cannot believe, like, they talked for like 3 weeks. And he didn't mention anything. She looked on his social media, nothing. But I think we should respond up next.
Okay.
Okay.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night, and we are talking dating horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
If you were just tuning in, long story short, this girl was on a date, yeah. and she hits him with the, oh my gosh, I don't understand how you're single. Don't tell me you're married or a serial killer. And he says, I am.
Yeah.
Apparently he was married, which, yeah. granted, out of the two, married or serial killer, I feel like she got the better of the two.
100%. 100%.
It doesn't make it any better in general, but
no.
it could have been a very different type of horror story.
And she was, we did a debrief after. This is my friend. I'm not going to say her real name, but we're just going to call her Jennifer. But Jennifer was just really in a myth. She's been dating. She's been single. Mm-hmm. A long time, and they've been talking for like 2 or 3 weeks after or before they even went on the date.
Yeah,
no social media showed a wife. He was very secretive about the whole thing. Like you could not tell that he was in another relationship. And we had a whole talk about just the dating scene now.
Yeah.
And I know that we jump on board with the dating scene a lot, but seriously, like if you are not, yeah, 100%, you don't know who you're meeting up with. So make sure you're being careful and being safe. You know what
See,
I'm
that's what freaks me out so bad, though, is I feel like there are so many people out there living double lives,
mm-hmm.
and I just truly don't know
yeah.
how they juggle it all. I don't understand yeah. how all of that happens.
It's so stressful. And look, if you are one of these people right now who are listening to us who is doing this, or maybe you're in some sort of, what? How do you say, infidelity, like if you're
yeah.
If you're lying and something like that, like it's a lot of stress, and we'll jump into the next break in a minute and talk more about this, but I just feel like it could be solved very easily.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're just super selfish and you're like, I want my cake and I want to eat it too, then you really have a problem. But if you're genuinely like in a position where you're like, I'm in a relationship and I don't know how to hurt this person's feelings, if you're in that spot, just go ahead and rip the bandaid off.
Yeah, you got to, because yeah. living a double life is not good for anybody.
No.
And plus, it's not fair to your spouse. But yeah. truly, if you are in the midst of a divorce already, that's something different. Mm-hmm. But like truly married, kids at home, the wife oh, yeah. thinks that you're just having the best marriage ever and you're out on dates and stuff. Mm-mm. We're not rocking with it.
Up next, we're going to jump in. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's 95.3 Gorilla. We are just getting into it tonight.
We are. Sherry. We're on a tangent.
Yeah. We talked about the most redneck thing we've ever done, and now we're talking about dating horror stories, which we just talked about my friend Jennifer. She went on this date, basically found out this guy was married, and our debrief after, she was like, I don't understand, like, what is wrong with people who just, you know, if you're in a relationship, why don't you just either get out of it,
mm-hmm.
or, like, what's the deal?
Or
like,
stick with it.
Yeah. Like, we're not perfect. Like, I'm sitting here saying this stuff. I've made mistakes in the past, and I've done things in the past, and I've been oblivious in the past, and I'm straight up willing to admit that to whoever asks me.
Of course.
But now that my frontal lobe has developed,
yeah, I know. that part.
Now that I know that, I'm saying to communicate, and it's easier said than done, but oh my God, what would you do, I guess, Sherry?
Truly, if I was like single and in the dating scene and just keep stumbling upon married people, I'd probably get myself out of the dating scene. I'm not gonna. Actually, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
This might not work for everybody.
Yeah.
Go younger.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. Go younger. My husband's younger than me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like, when, especially when I was 18, I remember the last guy that I talked to before my husband was like 10 years older than me. And I thought, wow, what a grown up. He's got his life together, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No, he didn't. Okay. But it's one of those things. If you're only dating older people, like if you're young and new in the dating scene, you're only dating older people, those are probably going to be the ones that are married with kids. So maybe try somebody a little younger.
But the truth is, you just never know.
You don't. You know really don't. But
it worked out for Sherry.
It did.
There you go.
Hey, honestly, though, that's my suggestion. Ladies in the dating field, especially if you're mid-20s, 30, something like that, go a little younger. They're going to think you are so smart. They're going to think you're so interesting. They're going to think you're so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then they're still trainable. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that any type of way. I don't say that any type of way. I just say it sincerely. You're probably more likely to find somebody with a lot less baggage.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a lot less wife and kids.
1,000%. 1,000%. Yeah. Oh, hey, you guys. Dating advice from Sherry Moe and Jesse Page.
From Sherry Moe and Jesse Page. What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? We are talking dating nightmares. Just Jess, I know you've got some stories under your belt. What is just one that comes to mind?
I would like to say, I used to, if you, again, clarification. This might be people who don't know us.
Okay,
I used to date, and I'm not quiet about it. I used to date, like, a lot of people. So, for fun, I was 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. I went on dates, probably, like, 100 plus. I had a show on Gorilla called Tinder Tuesdays, where I would get on Tinder and read people's profiles. Like, it was like a whole ordeal. Well, I was single at the time and I was dating all these people. I had a bunch of different experiences. One including walking home from the Olive Garden in Iberville in my heels.
Tough
time. Another one includes making out with this guy and he asked me for my driver's license because he apparently had a run-in with an underage girl. Like, just crazy stuff. Well, this one time I was talking to this guy from New Orleans. I lived in Biloxi at the time. Mm-hmm. Say Biloxi. And he was an Uber driver. And this is like, we're maybe 5 minutes into talking. Like, no. Like, he messages me and I'm like, oh my God. Like, we're doing, like, what's favorite
color?
Like,
we just swiped right.
Yeah, like, what is your intentions here? Yeah. Like, what's up? And he goes, I'll show you my intentions. Where are you right now?
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, at work? And he's like, no way, you're at work. And I'm like, yes, I'm at work. And he goes, wait a minute, your pictures look familiar. He found out that I worked on the radio. And I don't care if I say this. He found out I worked for the radio, found out what radio station. And he came by here in the middle of the night. At the time, I was 10 to midnight. Or
absolutely
I was
7 not.
To midnight. He came by here. And I was here at the time. And I had to call our boss to come up here. It was like a whole ordeal.
That's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But you guys, that's what I'm saying is the safety. And we're going to jump into this next because I'm so for real about it. It's a horror story.
It is.
Scary. And this guy, it turns out he was like 15 years older than me. And he lied about his age.
That's terrifying. But I also just want to include before we go that we are talking safety features for the girls and the guys.
Yeah, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody. Hey, y'all. What's up?
It's been an evening.
We've shared our dating horror stories. Well, do you have any? Or no, not really.
Honestly, not any just crazy, horrible dates. No.
Yeah.
But I do think we need to dive into the safety options for when it comes to entering the online dating scene, especially.
For everyone, by the way. For everybody.
Number one, never give somebody from the internet your address.
Yeah.
If you're going for a first date, even if they want to pick you up, maybe walk a block away from your house or something. Have them meet you somewhere. I don't really suggest letting them pick you up, but hey, you can fill out that.
And even I actually saw a TikTok the other day where this girl was talking to this guy. They were talking for like a month, like a pretty long period of time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I really want to send you a coffee to your house as a pick me up. I just want to DoorDash you a coffee. She was like, you know what? I'm going to let somebody do something nice for me. Didn't think about it. He ended up sending her mail. He ended up sending her a bunch of stuff to her house, and it was just really, really weird. So,
yeah, that's the thing. Don't dox yourself.
Just make sure that.
Yeah, you never know. I never suggest doing your first meetup at your place or theirs. No. It needs to be somewhere public. It needs to be somewhere.
We learned about my other friend from that, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
She went on a first date, invited the guy back to her place, and he left his book bag in the living room while he went to the bathroom, and it was open. There was a mask and rope in there now, and we said,
whatever you're into, we're not shaming that, but it could have been bad.
Yes.
It could have. And sincerely, nowadays, we've got Life 360, we've got Find My Friends, we've got AirTags. You should not be somewhere with a stranger without a friend, a family member, a trusted person having your location, to be completely honest. Even if you're being a little sneaky, whatever, still, you got to be safe.
And also, like, you guys have to think of, like, other people's safety you're doing, too.
Yeah.
Go sit in the back of an Olive Garden with your friend and put on a mustache.
This might just be from me being a mom. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand when people include pictures of their kids on their dating profiles.
Yeah, why are we doing that?
Cannot stand it, because you don't know what kind of weirdos there are out there. Sincerely, the internet is a scary place for people dating, but it's an even scarier place for children.
That part.
So. Woo, all right. It has been an evening for Gorilla Girls Night.
My thighs are sweating. Yeah. This is, okay, wait. Sorry.
My we bad, appreciate
y'all.
It,
My
though.
My bad. We are at the end of Gorilla Girls Night. We've talked about a lot of stuff. And Sherry, how do you feel? We're wrapping this up. You got any advice for everybody?
Yeah, we appreciate you guys rocking with us through our tangents. My main two pieces of advice. One, embrace the redneckery. Do some fun down south stuff this summer. Yeah. Make you a slip and slide out of garbage bags. It'll be a great time.
If you've never done it, do it.
You need to. Yeah, absolutely.
Get the Dawn dish up from the Dollar Tree. Come on.
Yep. And then two, if you do have a crazy horror story, bad dating experience, just go ahead and jot it down. It'll be funny eventually.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and jot it down.
Yeah.
Send it to us. Something. We'll laugh about it together once you're safe.
I think we should make this a regular segment on our show, like from time to time.
We should like the worst stores. Dates yes. possible.
So you guys tell us so we can learn and do better for next.
Yeah. You know. Next Friday. Hey, we'll read them off sincerely.
100%.
And for those of you going on first dates tonight.
Yes.
Good luck.
Oh yeah. It's Friday. Yes. If you guys are going on first dates tonight because you got to take care of your mom on Sunday. By the way, you guys do that and have the best time.
All right, send us the AirTag location. It's fine.
100%. Yeah. No, send us your Life 360 right now. All right, y'all. We're going to be out of here. I'll see you guys next Friday.
Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye.